Matt Peters' family has been farming their land in the Dallas County town of Dawson for three generations. He grew up on the farm, growing corn and soy and raising hogs. Peters owns 240 acres, and including rented land, he farms about 1,400 acres total. He raised his children on this land.
I have a daughter that's a vet, and I have a son that's an actuary. They do have some interest in the land, but they don't as being farmers, no.
Peters is only 55. But when his son and daughter pursued other careers, he started thinking about how to best plan for the farm's future.
When I'm dead and gone, maybe someone else can take over. Instead of having all of the farm ground be split up and go to, you know, other large farmers. I think it's important that there's still somebody left in the community.
Peters heard about the Farm On program, run out of Iowa State University's Beginning Farmer Center. The program's goal is to match beginning farmers, people who really want to farm but don't have the capital to start from scratch, with farmers who don't have anyone to pass the farm on to. Every scenario is different. Sometimes the new farmers become a partner in the family business. Other times they start off renting the land and ultimately buy the property. Dave Baker is a farm transition specialist who works for the program. He gave a talk about it at the Farm Progress Show. He stresses that farmers are the backbone of rural communities.
So if we can keep young families coming back to those rural areas, sending their children to the schools, attending the church, doing business in these small towns, that's economic development at its purest form.
The Farm On program works like this. Beginning farmers fill out an application listing their experience and their interests. Then landowners can review the list and see if any of the young people might be a good match.
I'll give them, half a dozen to 10, 12 applications to go through. If they see something they like, they might phone them up, do a phone interview, and things just start clicking. It's just like like eHarmony for farmers. They just start, everything kind of fits into place, and they feel good about it, they're comfortable. Then they invite them out for a farm visit.
And that's just what Matt Peters did. After reviewing a handful of applications, he picked one that looked like a good match and gave him a call. That's how Peters met John Lossie.
I grew up in northeast Nebraska on a small farm. My dad quit farming when I was about 12, which was kind of hard on me. But after that, I started helping neighbors farm and take care of livestock and things like that.
After college, Lossie worked for a large farmer in western Iowa. But he always wanted to be more involved in planning and farm management, not just doing manual labor.
You know, you were a worker. You were expected to show up at a certain time and leave at a certain time, and your input maybe wasn't quite as valued as it would be when it's kind of your own, you know.
Lossie and his wife Mariah first met Peters and his wife Jenny last September. The two men have been working together since then. Both brought different knowledge and skills to the table. Peters has years of experience. He knows the soil, which seeds work well, and the history of the land. Lossie set up the tractors and combines to run on autosteer using GPS. That's something new for Matt. Outside on a sunny, windy day, Lossie shows the autosteer contraption.
What was it like to let go of the steering wheel the first time, Matt?
It was interesting. At the end of the day, yeah, it saves a lot of fatigue is what it does.
After working together for 4 months, Lossie and Peter sat down again in January with Dave Baker to hash out some more concrete plans.
It was quite interesting, actually, to sit down and just kind of start throwing things out. It takes a lot. And that's one thing Dave said, you know, there's no book for this process. You kind of just have to make your own plans according to the farming situation and to the two people, you know, that you can agree upon things and work together to continue the farm on.
It's a big step to call up a total stranger, invite him into your home, and to work with him. But with a good match, both sides can really benefit. Peters receives some tax credits for renting to a beginning farmer and gets help as he continues to farm the land. Lossie has become like a working partner in the family business. For this pair, things are working out. And back at the Beginning Farmer Center, Dave Baker still has a list of over 300 beginning farmer applicants who are looking to find their match. In Dawson, I'm Kathleen Masterson, Iowa Public Radio News.